few changes, I suppose, to last week. I suppose, what was your kind of initial reaction to seeing the team and those couple of changes that are there?
Yeah, I suppose a few enforced changes. Brian O'Meara, unfortunately, out with an arm injury after impressing last weekend. So Paddy Maher, who had a cameo last week, resumes at his natural position at half back. So it makes for a strong half back line, Paul, with the two Mahers and Seamus Kennedy in the middle. So I suppose the forwards probably, you know, in fairness, it was their very first day out, but a few changes made, and Bubbles and John McGrath back into the fray. So a big challenge for them as well, and great to get their first start of the campaign.
Yeah, and you mentioned there the strong back line. I suppose Cork, obviously, they scored a lot of goals against Waterford last week, so they probably have a bit more of a goal threat there than Limerick would have last week. Do you think that kind of strong defence is to kind of match that strong attack of Cork?
Yeah, well, games change. Cork have rested a few players too. Seamus Harnedy's rested as well. So I think, in fairness to Limerick and Tip, they fought out a very tough game, and there was very few goal opportunities on either side. So I think Cork played that more flamboyant style. Tip and Cork takes on a life of its own. I would expect there will be more goal opportunities on both sides tonight. But having said that, you know, Cork played a very experimental Waterford side. Waterford had experimented hugely, like, you know, and are doing again this weekend. So Liam Cahill is trying to find out a few fresh players. So I think the Tip backline looks a very solid unit, played very well the last day, acquitted himself very well. And hopefully, you know, Cork will obviously offer a different and maybe tougher proposition. But having said that, you know, that half-back line of Tip should be a good launching pad for a big performance from Tip this weekend.
Yeah, and one of the main Cork men over the last decade anyway has been Patrick Horgan. Who do you kind of see picking him up today?
Well, traditionally, Cathal Barrett has always picked up Pat Horgan, but Patrick has, you know, he's veered from full forward to centre forward, you know, in the last couple of years. I think, you know, whoever picks him up, it'll be a big challenge for them. But having said that, I think, you know, Cathal Barrett usually has done a wonderful job, you know, in curbing Patrick's influence in the game. So I think, you know, it's going to be very interesting in Torres tonight. The pitch will be in pristine condition, and it's augurs for a very fine open game.
And then one of the names on the team sheet that would be interesting for Tip fans, I suppose, is Bubbles O'Dwyer. We haven't seen too much of him in the last kind of year or 18 months. I suppose you're probably looking forward to maybe trying seeing Bubbles back to his best.
Yeah, like, it's about 20 months, we reckon, since we saw Bubbles in a, you know, really in a Tipperary jersey starting since the All-Ireland final of August 19. So some people were writing him off, but you write off Bubbles at your peril, because he just is one of those, you know, players that can play off the cuff. You know, he has that little bit of genius. I suppose the fitness aspect of his game was the weakest part. And I think he has worked hard in that throughout the spring. And yeah, just wanting, having, you know, been fit for training, but match fitness is a different situation altogether. And Bubbles needs to get time under his belt. So it's a wonderful opportunity for Bubbles to play in Turles against Cork. And everybody's excited at the prospect of him returning, because he just has that little bit of an X factor, you know, that most forwards don't have. So from that point of view, delighted to see him back in the blue and gold.
And finally, Ken, you mentioned obviously the injury to Brian O'Meara, and, you know, very unfortunate in the first game of the season, but it might open the door for maybe someone else. And I see Owen Connolly among the substitutes there. He could be kind of eyeing up that kind of position, maybe off the bench.
Yeah, and Tip have picked a good team tonight, and also I'm delighted to see a very strong bench there. And there's even competitions for the 20, you know, to get into the 26. That's a healthy sign, Paul. I think, you know, Liam is looking towards the future, but more importantly, I suppose, he's looking at giving every player every opportunity to stake a claim for a place. And again, that's the way tonight. So just delighted to see, you know, the three McGraths playing as well, you know, three brothers. That's a unique situation. Coming back to when the three Bonners were playing with Tipperary. So that augurs well also for the team. So I think it's going to be an intriguing game. It's still only National League, but it is a very important game from the point of view that Cork did stamp put a stamp on their game last weekend, and that they were a little more ruthless in their play, playing with more intensity, you know, and that has all the hallmarks of Donal O'Grady's coaching. So I think it's going to be, you know, a humdinger of a game. If you know, if Tip and Cork play tiddlywinks, I think it's very competitive, and both teams want to get the edge. So really looking forward to a great game in Turles.